Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
All right, let me give you more examples of what can be called the degrowth agenda of the left. And I got that phrase specifically, I have to admit, from conservative mind, conservative legal scholar, conservative talk show host Mark Levin. He's written plenty of books on government and politics and a conservative worldview and a conservative view of law. I recommend any of them. But he uses that phrase, degrowth, and that perfectly encapsulates what the left is and the opposite of the Christian perspective, which we've been talking about this week, which is seeking the prosperity and the peace of the nation around you. The left is and feeds on an agenda of degrowth. That is one of their driving purposes, to contract the economy, to diminish wealth, to spread dependency on the government, which then provides leverage for the growth of government, degrowth of the private sector, contracting the economy, the private sector, and then growing the federal government as it takes over more freedom, more property, more ownership, and slides into socialism, Marxism, any ism, totalitarianism, however you want to call it. But I've been looking into this, and I'm going to try and get more answers for you as it comes. But this supply chain disruption and the cargo issue over in California, all of the imported consumer products are sitting in the ports on cargo ships, not being offloaded onto trucks and delivered. News Nation now reports this. There's a trucker shortage that's causing supply chain disruptions. Now, here's some background information. The LA and Long Beach ports, that's obviously California, account for 40% of all shipping containers entering the United States. That's nearly half. So if there's a disruption at the ports in California, that's a problem for the entire supply and demand chain in the entire U.S. because that accounts for nearly half of all the imports. Now, we know California is run by union-loving, environmentalist wacko leftists. The article continues, there's little indication of how long the disputation could last, though the longer it wears on could lead to an increase in prices for American buyers. Now that says disputation. So there's something going on with the truckers union, the labor union over there in California. Matt Schrapp, CEO of the Harbor Trucking Association, said, I've heard 6 months, I've heard 18 months, I've heard a year, I've heard 2023. Nobody can really pinpoint exactly when the backup is going to stop. 2023? This is degrowth. This is the contraction and the shrinking of the private sector and of the economy. Found another article on freightwaves.com. So there are essentially two kinds of truckers, the company-owned drivers who generally, I assume, are part of the union and they drive company-owned trucks. And then there's the independent owner-operators, and those are the people who are being targeted. They own their own trucks and they drive their own trucks. Part of the problem we know in California is this. There's a shortage due to these environmental mandates that are forcing owner-operators to retire their vehicles. That's one of the big issues. There's these environmental regulations. The truck has to come up to speed with these absurd state mandates on emissions, just recently passed and dealing with trucks that are within the range of 10 years old or less, something like that, draconian measures, and it's causing owner-operator vehicles to be put out of commission, to be retired out, and guys aren't going into the business or aren't continuing. Look at this from Freight Waves. In the meantime, the work of the union continues. And besides celebrating a settlement in a driver classification case, they got some settlement. The Teamsters, that's the union, recently claimed victory. Victory over what? with the signing of a bill by California Governor Gavin Newsom that ties enforcement of labor laws, okay, restrictions on behalf of union workers on the private sector, enforcement of labor laws to economic incentives designed to spur the purchase of cleaner drayage trucks, which are the big ones that you load from cargo ships. There you go. So there's economic financial incentives trying to get cleaner trucks out there, and that's tied to labor law enforcement. The legislation in California directs the state to restrict subsidies for clean drayage truck purchases to companies that are in compliance with a bevy of state labor laws, including regulations on the definition of a worker as an IC or an employee. So unless you're abiding by these draconian restrictive labor laws, then you can't get the economic incentives that's tied to environmentally safe and clean trucks. All of this, now the details are a little confusing, and I'm still looking into it, but all this points to one thing. Excess top-down government control in favoring the unions, because the unions subsidize Democrat politicians, and then the Democrat politicians do things and pass laws to favor the unions over and against independent employees, independent workers, independent small business owners, owner-operators. And then you also have these environmental restrictions that are putting owner-operators and independent workers and small business owners out of business because they can't comply. And so now we're looking at a supply chain disrupt till 2023. This is degrowth. All right. Did you hear this taking a turn? That there was a protest at the Interior Department from environmentalist wackos last week. Did you hear that? And they don't call it an insurrection and they don't call it a riot. But in this one, last week, law enforcement actually had to go to the hospital due to injuries. And remember, at the January 6th election protest over the corrupted election, so-called insurrection or riot, which it was not, no one of law enforcement died. I don't even know if anybody was injured on site. Certainly didn't die, as they said initially. That was found to be false. The only one who suffered injuries or death was one of the protesters, as I always say on the show, Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force vet, who was mercilessly shot unarmed in the Capitol building by Capitol Police. And yet that's an insurrection. Here we have actual injuries sustained by law enforcement by environmentalist wackos, and nobody calls it an insurrection. Dozens of activists, this is from Fox News, protesting fossil fuel projects were arrested Thursday last week in Washington, D.C., after they staged a sit-in at the Interior Department, a move that led to, quote, multiple injuries, and at least one law enforcement officer being transported to a hospital. Insurrection? Riot? Anyone? I mean, that's the funny thing about this. The lefties and the liberals are the lawless ones. They're experts in rioting and insurrections and lighting things on fire and flipping cars and attacking cops, injuring civilians, throwing stuff at cops. Demanding that President Biden declare climate change an emergency, People versus Fossil Fuels, that's the creative name of this organization, which is so absurd on its face. I have a question. People versus Fossil Fuels. Interesting. How did they get to the riot? Did they use mass transportation? Did they use cars, planes? What did they use? If they use electric cars, which maybe assuages their self-righteous ego and mind, how did they charge their cars? Because if they charged them with electricity, that was generated, the electricity, from a fossil fuel energy-producing plant, like a coal or natural gas plant. So they're getting electricity from fossil fuels to get there. What made their iPhones that they're probably posting all their pictures on social media? Everything's run by fossil fuels and uses fossil fuels, and they're calling themselves people versus fossil fuels. These people are so disconnected from reality, obtuse, misguided, ignorant. The group responsible for the protest, demanding President Biden declare climate change an emergency, organized a week-long series of demonstrations against the president as he approves different fossil fuel projects. And don't worry, the articles about this go on to be sure to tell you that it was full of indigenous people. They can't call them Indians or Native Americans. It's indigenous people using the environment and environmental concerns once again, to attack growth and the private sector and fossil fuel industry and the economy, to push a degrowth agenda to shut down energy production, fossil fuel production. And it's all, it's in the name of the environment, but it's all ultimately to contract the economy, as I've been saying, and usher in top-down government bureaucracy and takeover of the private sector. All right, Dan Bongino, I want to read this tomorrow, is just taking a stand on the vax. Did you hear? Delta Airlines ditched its divisive vaccine mandate for employees. Go Delta, said no to the Biden administration. And Southwest dropped its plan to put unvaccinated staff on unpaid leave starting in December. Southwest dropped the plan for the vaccine mandate, putting its workers on leave. And that's after there was a complete disruption, if you heard last week, on Southwest Airlines flights, because everybody decided, because it's vaccine mandate, not to show up to work, these people who didn't want to get vaccinated, pilots and such, and it totally froze Southwest, although they didn't give away as much in their mainstream statements to the media. But that's great news. You got to hear Bongino's quote on this, and more going on with immigration. The Biden administration is destroying the republic, guys. So evil. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Supply chain disruptions, our loss of energy independence, and the price of gas, and the decrease in energy production. None of this is just the natural ebb and flow of an economy. This is the degrowth agenda to crush the private sector, cripple it, rob the people of their wealth, and take over with man-centered government tyranny, where government owns everything and we become wards of the state. And in the meantime, on top of all that, there's not going to be any Christmas presents. What a sad day in America.